Our priority at the airport is obviously safety in all matters. And over the past year, particularly, what we've seen is at peak times, regular abuse of the current forecourt that's resulted in congestion and frustration. And we're really worried that this situation is going to lead to a serious accident at some point.
Can you explain then what's been happening out there?
Yeah, at peak times, I mean, obviously people want to pick up their loved ones when they're arriving back on aircraft. And what they're doing is parking in the forecourt to either pick up or to drop off. And due to the congestion and the increased passenger numbers, people are parking in precarious positions. They're blocking the pedestrian walkway from the car park. They're double parking. There's a lot of road rage out there, people not letting people exit the forecourt. And critically for us, not letting our car park customers exit the car park. And with the congestion that's already in place around the Dyce Drive area, it's important for us to be seen to be doing something to try and ease some of this.
So how will charging people for staying under 10 minutes, even for just coming right in and out, how will that stop that happening?
Well, what we'll do is we'll create a free zone in our long stay car park where people can drop off passengers and get the free shuttle bus round. It takes less than 5 minutes. So there will be a free option available to people. And also we are reducing the charges in our short stay car park for that 15-minute period to £1 to try and encourage people to park more safely.
So has money made and the revenues from this had any bearing on the decision to introduce this charge?
Absolutely not. I mean, we anticipate that it's going to take some time before we actually recover the cost of implementing the barriers and also the increased management through our car park controls. So, no, and beyond that, once we have recovered the cost of implementing, then a portion of the money will go into CSR projects and the rest of it will go into reinvestment into the terminal transformation.
And, of course, you've just been a new owner as well. Has this been dictated by them, the new policy?
Absolutely not. This is something that we've been considering for a number of months. And the new owners, of course, we sought their approval before this release went out. But, no, they've not been in any way influential in pushing this forward.
Okay, and finally, just any message to your passengers that might be annoyed when they hear the news today that they're going to be charged £1 for driving up to the airport?
Yeah, I mean, everyone in this day and age wants to be as close as possible to where they need to exit their vehicle. But from our perspective, safety comes first. We're about to embark on a major construction project right beside the terminal, which means that traffic's going to increase even more. We just want to keep people safe. And by controlling the exit from the forecourt and possibly discouraging people from coming through the forecourt, we can make sure that there's not any nasty accidents out there.